Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got special election coverage for you all afternoon and into the evening. Got a full Civic Media host lineup. We've got Pat Kreitlow. We have Pete Schwabe, Jane Matinere. We got Todd Alba. I'm going to be there. Dom, you're going to see a little bit of all of us. Of course, Earl Ingram, all of your hosts. Don't miss any of it. That kicks off right here on Civic Media across the network and at our website, civicmedia.us, starting at 6 p.m. I want to take a quick caller before I bring on my very special next guest. Caller, you're a Republican and you're voting for Kamala Harris. Tell us more.
Yes, but keep in mind, down ticket, I voted Republican.
Yeah.
But I just cannot.
I love a ticket splitter.
I cannot bring myself. I cannot bring myself to vote for Donald Trump because, and here's the biggest reason. I'm a former Marine, and I swore an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States. If I told that oath today, I would be telling the truth. Mm. If he wins, he would be lying. So that's why I couldn't vote for him. Does that make sense?
Sure does. I really appreciate your honesty about that and sharing your thoughts and your motivations. Get your friends out and everybody keep voting. Although to the caller, I'm going to ask you to keep listening because the gentleman that is my very next guest candidate in the 1st Congressional District, Peter Barca, I think is a man for all seasons and a man for every voter, whether you're Democrat, Republican, or independent. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show, Mr. Peter Barca. Certainly happy to have you here on voting day.
Well, Maggie, great to be back with you again and appreciate how much you've worked so hard to keep your listeners informed and obviously one of the most pivotal election days in America's history.
What do you want to say to any 1st Congressional District voters out there who haven't yet voted, Peter, or are on the fence?
Well, excuse me, I would say that you've never had a clearer choice, frankly. Starting with the fact that Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, just disclosed the fact. I picked up Friday morning's paper, and I guess I shouldn't have been so astonished, but I was, that he was that candidate. He said that if he's Speaker in January, that he's going to work to repeal the Affordable Care Act. And, you know, as we all know, 4 years ago, they came so close. It was one vote when John McCain gave that famous thumbs down speech. But now what's even more clear is there's no plan to replace it. They don't have an alternative bill drafted. They never have. And so what that means, and people need to be aware, that means that pre-existing conditions become a problem again. That if you have heart conditions, cancer, or any other serious diagnosis, you no longer will be covered by insurance companies because no insurance company is going to cover people with serious disease unless everybody's covered. And you also need to know that lifetime limits will come back into force. I mean, as it was before the Affordable Care Act, you know, many policies that have $500,000 or $1 million policy limit. If you have a serious diagnosis, that means you're going to go bankrupt. And also your children can no longer stay in your plan at age 26, which my kids did. And so you'd be giving up a lot to go and vote for Brian Stile, who certainly will once again support repealing the Affordable Care Act, as Speaker Mike Johnson tells him to do so. So that by far is, you know, just so significant. It's what's more important than our health and health care. But, you know, taxes is another issue. I mean, my opponent has voted to give the lion's share of tax breaks to the top 1% again. He's signed off on cutting the corporate rate even further. I mean, it's already lower than what the U.S. Chamber of Commerce called for. And it'll balloon the deficit. My approach would be to give tax breaks to the class so strongly to get there. That's what we did in the state level. Governor Evers and I worked hard on that. And I made a difference economically. Wisconsin did well because of that. But also, I'd like to help small businesses grow and expand. That's where all the innovation comes from, and two-thirds of the new job comes from there. So, you just have a very clear distinction. I'm a person that works hard, has a record of accomplishment, passing dozens and dozens of bills, everything from Buy American to helping to get 100,000 new cops on the, on the street of America and many in the 1st Congressional District. And, You know, I guess survivor benefits. I was one of the lead Democrat, along with Senator Van Wongard, Senator Representative Spiros, and Senator Taylor, that give survivor benefits for police officers still in the line of duty. I helped I led the effort to put the POW on my statue in Rotunda. I mean, and the list goes on. And my opponent, by contrast, I've asked people, I mean, tell me what he's accomplished. But that's why so many nonpartisan mayors and village presidents and town officials are supporting me, because there's not that effort. And you know, even in terms of serving people, my offices are open 9 to 5, 5 days a week. These offices are open 2 hours a week, not 2 hours a day, 2 hours a week. It's unbelievable. I've never seen such a pathetic high effort to serve your constituents.
Peter, that fact, when you shared it with me when you were on the show last week, I nearly fell off my anchor chair. Your opponent has his congressional district office open 2 hours a week? That is just it's sort of like flipping the bird to every single voter and constituent in the first congressional district. I don't know how a guy gets away with it. I don't know how he gets away with voting for tax cuts for the wealthiest while leaving the middle class behind. I don't know how a guy gets away with saying he'll vote to end the Affordable Care Act, which is an essential tool for hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites to get the insurance that they need. Peter, we got about 30 seconds. Say what you would like to those first congressional district voters who haven't gotten to the polls yet.
Well, I can only tell you that I have very strong bipartisan support. I talked to other members of Congress. They can't believe that his offices are open 2 hours a week. That's why even like one of my former colleagues, Congressman Chris Shays, a Republican, said, which was from Connecticut back when I was in office, was endorsed me. We have many mayors and other town officials that...
Folks, we're going to have to leave it there. That's Peter Bark, a candidate for the first CD. We'll be back with Maggie and the Millionaires after this. But as long as we got stripper pictures in our town.